February the 3rd, 2016, RRSPs versus TFSAs, saving for the future. Good morning. Last week, my colleague Henna shared some insights on where our money goes and how vital it is to balance saving with giving. By the way, if you ever want to listen to a past episode, just visit LockheedFinancialPlanning.ca and click on our media tab or KFMRadio.ca. This week, I want to focus on savings. Proverbs 21:20 says, "Wise people save for the future, but foolish people spend whatever they get." At this time of year, when people turn their attention to savings as the deadline to contributing to your RRSP to claim for last year is soon approaching, March 1st, and the new year also brought with it a brand new contribution room for your tax-free savings account of $5,500 for 2017, bringing the total you can stash away in your TFSA to $52,000 if you were 18 or older in 2019, this is the time to start thinking about it. This week, Morningstar, an investment research and management firm, published a great article on the tax-free savings account versus the RRSP, the retirement savings plan, and which are best. Well, RRSPs are best for people that are in a higher tax bracket now than they or their spouse, because you can contribute to your spouse's RRSP, will be in the future. It is most recommended for people that have taxable annual income, so that's your income after your deductions, of greater than $45,000, and it promotes saving for retirement by providing tax-deductible contributions now, and then you don't pay tax on your investment income or growth, but the money is then taxed as income when it is withdrawn, and presumably at a much lower rate. Conversely, the TFSA provides tax-free withdrawals in the future. The TFSA contributions are often a very good choice for those who earn less than $45,000 annually. For example, many young adults who are just starting in their careers and earning less today than they will in the future should consider investing in a TFSA. Now, with all these negative headlines in the news and fears and worries, whether political, terrorism, growth, you name it, my goodness, what should we invest our money in? Well, it depends. Some of your financial goals will be short-term, so instead of getting into debt, consider saving money for buying or replacing appliances, vehicles, doing renovations, being prepared for any emergency, like an illness or a loss of job. A good rule of thumb is to save 3 to 6 months' worth of your expenses, and therefore, the money that you set aside for short-term goals could be readily accessible in a TFSA and sheltered from any current tax. But that type of money should be liquid, low-risk, interest-bearing savings accounts, money market funds, GICs, you name it. Because if you need the money in the short term, anything less than 3 years, keep it safe, don't speculate. Now, if you have more than a 3-year time horizon for your savings, look to productive assets. Productive assets are things like shares of businesses, electronically traded funds, mutual funds, or portfolio of businesses. With all the negativity out there and a recent run-up in the U.S. stock market, this can actually create opportunities for principled investors. Those who look for what a business is worth and then patiently wait to pay less than that price when panic or fear hit, or they sell when those prices get completely out of line with the value. Now, always be aware of a temptation to get rich quick. Proverbs 21:5 says, "Steady plodding brings prosperity. Hasty speculation brings poverty." The absolute best way to invest is a little at a time. That 15%, the Joseph Principle. If you can, each week is best, and I like Mondays because the market tends to be lower on Mondays, or biweekly, or even monthly. Don't try to predict the short-term movement of the market or interest rates or currencies. If there's a great buying opportunity, now some call that a crash or a correction in the market, then be opportunistic and sure, buy some more on sale. just follow those biblical principles. Whatever your long-term financial goals may be, whether to provide for your needs in older age, leaving an inheritance to your children, or becoming financially free so that you can serve the Lord or start your own business, money you save for long-term goals will be invested very differently than your short-term goals. Have a wonderful weekend.